Being a Colorado Farm Bureau member has its benefits. From outstanding insurance to products and services, Farm Bureau members have access to an extensive member benefits program, like $1,000 off the Polaris Brutus UTV or 20% off hotels. Take advantage of these benefits and go to ColoradoFarmBureau.com.
Ag Fact of the Day. 166,000 dairy cows call Colorado home. Corn farmers are proud to help feed these hardworking gals responsible for producing over 4 million pounds of milk each year. This Ag Fact is courtesy of Colorado Corn Farmers Checkoff Dollars and the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee.
Welcome back to This Week Inside the Barn with me, Brian Ulmer. Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association held a news conference on January 9th, providing details about the announcement of the closure of the Escalante Station in New Mexico by the end of 2020 and the closure of the Craig Station and Kalawao Mine in Northwest Colorado by 2030. On that press conference call was Tri-State Chief Executive Dwayne Hiley. Here's his opening statement from that press conference.
These facilities represent all of the coal facilities that Tri-State operates and results in a 100% reduction in our coal emissions in New Mexico and Colorado. So by the year 2030, Tri-State will not operate any coal-based assets. So this was an incredibly difficult decision for our board of directors. With our members' desire for cleaner energy supply and new state regulations in New Mexico and Colorado, and all the things that are going on in our industry now, we knew, and the Tri-State board knew, it was time to develop a plan for the future of this organization. But these closures will have a huge impact on many of our employees, and especially in the communities in which they live and work. So as a not-for-profit wholesale power supply cooperative, we're member-owned and governed, and our members asked us to come up with a plan for the future that was both financially and environmentally responsible and allowed us to continue providing reliable and affordable energy in the four states that we serve. So with that said, we also understand we have a responsibility to our employees and their communities. We have incredibly talented, dedicated employees at all facilities, many of whom have worked with us for decades. And we're just so very, very grateful for the work they've done for our cooperative and its members. Our employees work safely around the clock and on weekends and holidays to reliably serve our member system's needs. And we are deeply appreciative for all they have done and will continue to do until these facilities close. The timeline to retire Escalante is by the end of 2020. And it's driven by the economics of operating a power plant in a competitive power market and by our addition of new low-cost renewable resources. We understand this is a shock for our employees. It's happening very quickly, and we're committing to support them through this very difficult transition. To that end, we'll be providing economic packages for our employees in New Mexico and working very closely with the state and local government officials to minimize the negative impacts and to find opportunities for investment and retraining. Tri-State's going to provide $5 million in local community support at the direction of our board of directors and is working with the New Mexico governor's office, legislative leaders, and the local communities to address the impacts of this transition. Now, we have 10 years until the closure of Craig Station and the Colorado Mine in northwest Colorado, so we do have additional time to work with the legislature and our employees and the communities in Moffat and Rio Blanco counties to plan for and support this transition. But the work starts now so that we can continue to safely produce power while also working with our stakeholders to thoughtfully plan for the future. We're working now with the Colorado governor and legislative leaders on proactive legislation that ensures that these closures will meet the greenhouse gas compliance obligations in Colorado while also, and this is key for us as a member-owned utility, also maintaining stable rates and reliable power for our members. These are two things we'd never be able to sacrifice in serving them. This legislation will give Tri-State the ability to transition our resources and change our grid energy supply in a timely and financially responsible manner while providing certainty for our members and for our employees and for their community. Our elected leaders understand that Tri-State's transition to clean power will succeed if there's certainty for our members and that wholesale electric rates will be stable and the power will still be reliable and affordable for our rural communities. And we serve some of the poorest communities in the West, and that's why that's so very important to us. Working together, we can meet the state's clean energy goals while preserving affordability, reliability, and creating a responsible energy plan for rural Colorado and the states we also serve. So we're confident we can manage these closures while maintaining reliability and stable rates, which is one of the very big keys for us. Our strong financial position and cooperative business model helps ensure that these rates will remain stable, if not even lower, during this transition. And while our not-for-profit business model and the strong financial position, we are favorably positioned to successfully transition with our resources at the lowest possible cost. These low costs that are coming in for new renewables are helping to offset the cost to retire our coal assets early. So this is just the first of a number of steps that we're taking as part of our larger responsible energy plan that we'll be talking about next week This week, we're focusing on our employees and the communities in which they live and those impacts on the coal-based plants that we're retiring, but there will be further announcements next week related to our broader responsible energy plan.
How much did Tri-State learn from the closure of the nuclear plant back in 2019?
I'll tell you what I really, really appreciate is you recognizing the difficulty of this day for us. Almost half of Tri-State's employees are involved in either coal mining or coal burning, you know, generation of electricity from coal. So this transition marks a significant downsizing of the company and a significant loss of jobs. We have 600 employees that are directly involved in that activity. There'll be probably another 100 of the other employees that aren't so directly involved that will be impacted. And so this is a solemn day for us. So I appreciate your recognition of that.
What did you guys learn from the closing in Nucla?
So Nucla was originally announced to close in 2022, but as our board of directors reexamined that this summer, they asked us to move forward with closure at the end of 2019, so 2 years early. Did I say that right? And as a result, you know, we've had some interaction with the communities there, and we recognize the need for strong community support. That's the reason for the board's commitment of $5 million announced in advance for Escalante so that the community could know what they've got coming and plan for that. In addition, we're really, really encouraged by the work that's been done by the local and regional economic development groups in the Grants and Gallup, New Mexico area, anticipating potential coal plant closures. It's not a surprise to anyone that coal's under challenge in this country, both economically and environmentally, and they were smart to plan ahead and think about what those impacts might be. So as a result, they're a bit ahead of the game and more than ready for our assistance and ready to deploy the funds that we're going to be sharing with them so that we can get started on redevelopment.
Well, that's a wrap on this week's show. Special thanks to my guests once again, Tri-State CEO Dwayne Hiley and Larry Hancock, Chairman of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. You can listen to their full unedited interviews and all the audio from that press conference featuring Tri-State CEO Dwayne Hiley online inside the barnabarnmedia.net, which is also where you'll find the latest national, regional, and of course more Colorado Ag news too. Until next time, this is Brian Ulmer, hoping that you have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for making this week Inside the Barn part of it. Take care, folks. Hope to see you at the National Western Talk Show in Denver, and God bless.